I want to raise my fist in the air with a hell yeah for the things about which I care without the fear that my hand will be pulled down.
I'm riding through West Footscray, feeling really fortunate.
I want to raise my fist in the air in the crowd without the fear that it will be pulled down.
I'm riding through West Footscray, looking down at my bike tire in motion, and I think of the guy who hosted Wheel of Fortune.
I want to shout loud about what I care about while everyone else shouts what they're about. And not hear dissonance in the difference of opinions, but instead a vividness, like we're all instruments, none of whom is insignificant. In fact, only when every single voice is allowed will there be an omnipotent synthesis of sound.
The guy who hosted Wheel of Fortune, I can't remember anything about him, but I think of him now as rich white shit.
Applause.
Wignuts from Five. See Wheel of Fortune in action, but never from the right angle.
Everyone should be allowed to shout.
Spin the wheel, and try your luck.
What they care about, well, of course, listening.
The rubber rudder, the microsecond baton.
A world without difference would be ridiculous.
A low blow to the high hopes.
No stimulus occurs when things are frictionless.
A sucker punchline.
Still, I get it if you receive all of these hopeful words with ambivalence or perceive a little indolence, because of course it's far, far trickier than this.
The rubber rudder, every microsecond baton. A low blow to the high hopes. A sucker punchline.
Because, of course, it's important to maintain vigilance and resistance against wickedness, but should voices in the crowd be shut down if they seem impudent and villainous? Yes. But isn't this the antithesis of the omnipotent vividness of our polygamous symphony?
And you possibly have different ideas about what constitutes wickedness or insolence than me.
And he possibly finds a frivolous ignorance in what sounds quite felicitous to she.
Welcome to Wheel of Fortune. Come, sit down.
The rubber thing. Imagine being the rubber thing at the top of the wheel and like the wheels being spun and all the metal bars like hitting you in the face repeatedly.
Roll ad break in 3, 2.
Are you worried that you're stuck in the mundane drudgery of your 9 to 5? Well, you are. Well, throw another shrimp on the Barbie. And by shrimp we mean you, and Barbie we mean plane.
Clearly, you need a holiday, bozo.
And where better than gorgeous Indonesia? Visit incredible Legian, Kuta and Seminyak beaches. Marvel at a traditional Wayang puppet show. Check out Chappelle's cell. Indonesia is ranked in the top 5 human rights violators by the UN. Number 1 in Lonely Planet's Best of Southeast Asia.
Roll poetry in 3, 2, 1. I want to walk around town in my dressing gown. I want every book to be so good I can't put down. I want to rise above that thing when you're homeward bound and you just want to be home already so you don't enjoy the present.
Wheel spins, but never from the right angle. From the front, it's all glitz and glamour. Fortuitous fortune. Channel 7, primetime glitter and LED spectacles. Bintangs on the beach.
Switch to camera B.
96 degrees later, the right angle. Change of perspective and all the bars on the wheel line up. Form a cage.
No deal, no stage.
It contains all of the audience members.
Applause.
Who don't even realize.
Applause.
I just get clapped.
Applause. It seems evident that there's some driving impetus that's underneath all of this, some mischievous force of change and discord that's always going forward from way back when we were Australopithecus. Pethicus into whatever sort of ridiculous future is next for us. Can we do our little bit in this tiny dot along the line of progress that grows ever longer to make the collective voice of our particular crowd a little zanier, louder, kinder, stronger?
Congratulations, Tim from Wodonga. You've spun the wheel and look where
you ended up.
The proud owner of 2 tickets to Ubud.
Wow, I'm really glad and I really should
imagine
check it out.
Playing Tiggy back and forth for 40 years or more.
Oh, what for?
Just imagine, except you'll always be it.
Ah. Sounds shit.
You'll always be chasing. They'll never be caught. Tag. You're it.
Now I feel sick.
No, you don't. Bali for tricks.
Bali's for dicks.
Aku ingin supaya orang-orang di mana-mana dapat menaikkan bendera. Suatu bendera untuk yang penting, untuk yang mereka diri, dan tidak seharusnya diruntuhkan. Tapi bagaimana? Memang. Sudah berhenti.
I want everywhere to. I want people everywhere to be able to raise a flag for the things for which they stand without it being torn to the ground in rags. But it's hard to know how. Do we just stop using plastic bags?
Aku mau membuka radio dan tidak mendengar bunyi sesuatu laki memburu saudaranya seperti rusa jantan. Aku mau memberi kopi. Tetapi bagaimana memang aku coba tak merokok dari rokok prasangka dan anggapan.
I want to turn on the radio and hear something other than the sound of a man hunting his brother like a stag, but it's hard to know how. Do we just try not to light up the cigarettes of prejudice or presumption and take a drag?
Aku mau memberi kopi kepada ilmuwan yang mencegah penyakit.
I want to go on coffee runs for the scientists who are helping diseases to be prevented. I want to have exciting conversations which result in new words being invented. I don't want these self-important people to wave me off dismissively with rich grunts. I don't want some willy-nilly witch hunts where people don't really care which cunts' bodies they end up dumping into a ditch. Shunt the trains of intolerance into the seas and let us all tiptoe together across the tracks carefully with our voices in beautiful disharmony. Our voices in beautiful disharmony. Our voices in beautiful disharmony.
Thank you.